For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Erik Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the tip of a Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Erik.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to LightningInsider.com, the podcast. Erik Erlandson from LightningInsider.com. Coming to you after Sunday afternoon's Game 3 victory. Tampa Bay pulls away at the end for a 5-1 win in Game number 3. Now hold a 3-0 advantage in the best of 7 series. Game 4 is going to come at you fast because Game 4 will be on Monday night with I'm stunned that we're talking about the opportunity for them to finish off this series in 4 games. I did not think that that was going to be the case here between these two teams. And yet, here we are after, again, a 5-1 victory in game number 3. By the way, I invite you to check out my work at lightninginsider.com. That is the website. I have a couple of different plans that you can sign up for. There's a monthly plan and there's a yearly plan. But if you want to sign up for the yearly plan, if you're not already a subscriber, I'm going to give you $10 off your first year by simply use the code PODCAST when you sign up and check out. Again, PODCAST is the coupon code to use for 1 year, $10 off the first year at LightningInsider.com. Lots of good content throughout the playoffs. Story on Nick Paul, story on momentum. Had the story the other day trying to figure out what exactly is the definition of determination, because we've heard John Cooper use that word a few times here, especially in this series against Florida. He didn't want to necessarily define it directly for me, but that's okay, because like pornography, you don't always have to know how to define it, but you know it when you see it, right? That's the old phrase. And determination, I think, is somewhere like that, and we've seen that throughout the playoffs, and especially in this series against Florida. So if you want to check that out as well, that's under the Daily Charge stuff, most of the features. And, of course, the game recaps are under Game Recap, where you can find that, which you can also find once the Game 3 recap is posted as well. And a lot of people were wondering coming into this series, how is Tampa Bay going to be able to, first of all, slow down the Panthers, the high-scoring Panthers, a team that averaged 4.1 goals per game during the regular season, which is the highest average goals per game for a team throughout a full 82-game season. You got to go back to the mid-90s, and the Pittsburgh Penguins were the last team to do that. And here, Florida did that during the regular season, and the offense up and down the lineup. You know, Anthony Duclair, 30-goal scorer. Sam Reinhart, 80-point performer. Jonathan Huberdeau, 100-plus points. Sasha Barkov, one of the best two-way centers in the league. For Carter Verhaeghe, who had a fantastic series against the Capitals. He had 6 goals and 12 points in that 6-game series victory for Florida over Washington. And yet, they've been quiet in this series. You know, the Lightning have done a fantastic job of stifling Florida's top players. You know, going into the game, again, if you're a subscriber to my site, you already know the stat, but I'm going to point it out here again because it was in the advance for today's game. The top 4 players on the Panthers in shot attempts, individual shot attempts coming into today's game, were Brandon Montour, Gustav Forsling, Sam Bennett, and Claude Giroux. You know what names you don't hear there? You don't hear Jonathan Huberdeau. You don't hear Alexander Barkov. You don't hear Anthony Duclair. You don't hear Carter Verhaeghe. You don't hear Sam Reinhart. And let's face it, the Panthers haven't had a ton of good looks in this series. They've had some. They've had, a handful of opportunities, and, Andre Vasilevsky is there to save them, as we've seen him do so many times before. We're used to seeing it around these parts. But those chances haven't come from the big players. To win series sometimes and to win championships, you need contributions up and down your lineup. And certainly we've talked a lot about what the Goodrow-Gord-Coleman line meant through the past couple of playoff runs for Tampa Bay and the depth and the contributions that they were able to add. And the Panthers haven't gotten any of that. There's also the old adage, you need your top players to step up. Your best players need to be your best players. That hasn't been the case so far for Florida. I mean, if you're making the case that Gustav Forsling has been your best player, you're in trouble. That's not a knock on Gustav Forsling. He's been a really good player and a really good add for Florida. But he can't be a guy you look at and say maybe he's had the best series. Sam Bennett has had the best looks. It feels like he's had one grade A look in each game in this series, and he hasn't been able to capitalize on any of those opportunities to this point. So if that's the case, if Sam Bennett is the one getting your best looks, again, you're going to have a tough time in a series. And that's exactly what's happening. And maybe it's because, this is round two and none of these players have been here before for the most part. On Florida, the franchise hadn't won a playoff series since 1996 before they knocked off Washington in round one. Maybe they're not used to playing this many games. I think it was a Sam Reinhart spoke after Sunday's game. And to paraphrase kind of what he said, everybody's tired this time of year. Maybe it's too hard. There is a point that maybe sometimes it just gets too hard. And these are lessons that players have to learn. Think about some of the teams the last few years that have had to go through that. We certainly know what the Lightning had to go through from, the Stanley Cup final to four conference finals, being swept by Columbus in the first round. Lessons that you have to learn, that you have to go through sometimes, the trials and tribulations, especially when it comes to NHL Stanley Cup playoff hockey. The Capitals. Look at the Capitals and all those years they couldn't even get out of the second round. And they finally got a breakthrough, and got to the conference final for the first time in 2018, beat Tampa Bay after... they won the first two games in Tampa. The Lightning won the next three games to take a 3-2 series lead. And then the Capitals saw how hard it was. And then they imposed their will on Tampa Bay. Well, in this series, clearly the Lightning are imposing their will on the Florida Panthers. And Andrew Brunette, the interim head coach for Florida after the game, said as much. He said they're getting to loose pucks just a little bit quicker than we are, and they want it more. They have more desire. They have more will. And it takes will sometimes, a lot of times, anytime. You can't skill your way to a Stanley Cup championship. You have to have a certain level of will. Right now, the Lightning have all of it. Again, Brunette even said, look, they're blocking shots. We're not really blocking shots. There's that determination. You have to be determined to block shots. You have to have that mindset to be able to do it. It takes courage to say, hey, I'm going to step in front of this shot so it doesn't get through. Commitment, all that stuff, and Tampa Bay has it all. And through three games in this series, again, a Florida team that averaged 4 goals per game during the regular season has a total of 3 goals in this series. One from Anthony Duclair. One from Eetu Luostarinen on a goal that I think we can all agree Andre Vasilevsky wants to have back. And then they get a power play goal from Sam Reinhart, ending their 0-for-25 start to the postseason with the man advantage. A goal that tied it 1-1. And there's been moments in this series where Florida had their opportunities to kind of break through. Especially in the last two games. They get that goal from Ristolainen in the second period. They get a power play almost immediately after that. Can't score to take the lead. In the third period of game two, again, on the wicked long playoff power play drought they had, an opportunity to score a goal there and take a late lead. They don't do it. Ross Colton scores with 3.8 seconds left on the clock. And then today, in game three, an opportunity after they finally break their power play drought to build some momentum. It hasn't happened. And that's a lot of the Lightning just imposing their will on the series and in these games, and that's why they're up 3-0. It doesn't hurt to have Andre Vasilevskiy behind you, is a comment that I said, or was told to me rather, from after the game from a former player who said, you know, the Lightning have it rolling right now because when you've got that big defense, and they have a big defense, McDonough, Hedman, Chernak, Sergachev, they're all big guys, Calfoot. And once you try and fight through those big guys in defense, you get to fight through the big guy in the back, and that's Andre Vasilevskiy. And early on, Vasilevskiy stops Maxim Mayman on a breakaway after probably some bad ice because of the concert the night before. Victor Hedman sort of flubbed on a shot that led to the breakaway. Vasilevskiy comes up with a save. He came up with another big save on Sam Reinhart on a backdoor play. I'm still not sure how he got his pad over. And then there's, again, that commitment from the defense because... And this was a big moment in the game when Jonathan Huberdeau, late in a Florida power play opportunity, had an open net. One of the few times that Florida's been able to get a puck across the seam. Got over to Huberdeau. Again, wide open net. Vasilevskiy was not going to be able to get there. And Ryan McDonough, with a desperate play, is able to get his stick in the way and send the shot out of harm's way, away from danger. It was less than 2 minutes later that Steven Stamkos goes down and scores the third goal and gives Tampa Bay a 3-1 lead. Those moments happen in games. There are momentum swings and shifts, and there are momentum swings and shifts throughout games. You've heard me talk about that before. But this is what there's not. There is not momentum from game to game, even in this situation. Yes, Tampa Bay is up 3-0 in the series. Not many teams have blown 3-0 leads in a series in NHL Stanley Cup playoff history. You've seen a few in recent years. Kings came back on the Sharks. The Flyers came back on the Bruins. So you've seen it happen in recent years.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So don't sit here and rest on your laurels. Don't start counting Stanley Cup Eastern Conference final tickets going on sale just yet, because the Lightning know that this Florida team is capable of erupting. But what they have is a game plan. And you heard John Cooper talk about it after the game. They feel comfortable with what they've put together. And playoffs are all about adjustments. There's always adjustments made on either side. It's a game of ping pong against something I wrote about again heading into today's game, about how things can kind of ping pong around. It's I adjust to you, you adjust to me, and back and forth you go. So we'll see what Florida does, what they're potentially capable of doing. Down 3-0 in the series. If you listen to the comments, it sounds like they're already defeated, but this is why we in the media like to talk to players and staff and everybody else after games, because you kind of get raw emotions. Tomorrow's a new day. And the last time, and this is something John Cooper, coach teams, have never swept a playoff series. There's always a first for everything, right? I mean, the Panthers did get their first power play goal of the playoffs today. But they've never swept a series. In fact, the only time they were up 3-0 in a series came in 2015 in the second round against Montreal, which had a buzzer beater goal, right? Tyler Johnson's goal in game 3 put them up 3-0 in the series with 1.1 second left in regulation. And then game 4 was the next night, so it was a back-to-back situation there. And the Lightning lost that game, lost game 5 in Montreal, and had to come back on home ice and eventually won game 6 to prevent having to go to a game 7 of the situation.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
But the Panthers can score goals. They can turn things around quickly. And it's going to be important for Tampa Bay to make sure that they don't stray from this formula of ensuring that nothing gets through the middle. They have stifled seam passes, and more importantly, they have not allowed Florida to get a feel for the game off the rush. Florida is a team that thrives on turnovers. They are a team that wants you to turn pucks over. They want to force you into turning pucks over so that they can get their transition game going, and they're dangerous off the rush. Huberto can make plays. He is a fantastic playmaking winger, and we've seen him do it plenty of times. And he had a great series against Tampa Bay last year. He's been quiet this series. Barkov can make moves. For a big man, he can make some moves to make defensemen look silly. And they haven't allowed him any time and space. So they've limited their turnovers. They haven't fed Florida's transition game. They're making sure that they're not making cute plays very often along the blue line. Saw a few more today in this game, especially at their own blue line from Tampa Bay, than we have in the first few games of this series. But for the most part, they have not allowed Florida to feel good about their game. And that's important. You can't give a team life. And I'll say this too. That 2015 team that went up 3-0 on Montreal and were eventually forced to a sixth game, this team is different. There's a different mentality. There's a different understanding. there's a different instinct when it comes to closing out series. And they're going to have to put that to use on Monday because, let's face it, if they can do that, and it's a big if they can do that and end this series on Monday, they will get potentially 5 days off, or at least 5 days before the next round starts. Yeah, the Rangers and Carolina are three games into their series. The Rangers won game three, so that game, or that series, Carolina leads 2-1. Their game four will be on Tuesday. Remember, they were a day ahead to start the playoffs, or to start the second round. And now they're even, but they won't be after tomorrow night. I thought it was inspirational to see Brandon Hagel out there. By the way, Brandon Hagel, I think, was a little fortunate. Took a first period penalty, which led to Florida's power play goal that tied at 1-1. He gave a shove to the back to Rossilainen. Probably could have easily been called a 5-minute major. It was originally called a 5-minute major. And upon review, they changed it to a cross-checking penalty. And they don't give explanations for why they make changes after review. The only thing I can think of is perhaps Rossilainen started to kind of, his skate started to kind of shake as if he was trying to stop, or, you know, maybe he was losing his balance before the contact was made. It's still a dangerous hit that close to the boards. I thought it should have been 5. They got lucky it was only a 2. Because if it's a 5 and Florida scores that early into a power play, boy, things can change in a hurry. Fortunately for Hagel, fortunately for the Lightning, it was only a 2-minute. And the only damage done was a tie game at that point. But it was good to see him after he blocked the shot in game number 2 and needed help, that he was back in the lineup. I believe it's just a pain tolerance thing with him. It could easily be something like a hairline fracture or a deep bruise. And if that's the case, then there's not really much more damage he could potentially do to the injury. So, you know, this time of year, you see players tolerate that sort of pain, get a little help. But Hagel is out there. So they went 7-11 again. It was the same lineup. And of note, looking at the ice time after the game, there were only two forwards who played over 20 minutes, Anthony Cirelli and Nikita Kucherov. Ryan McDonough was the only defenseman over 22 minutes. Just a tad over 22. Victor Hedman was close. He was 23 minutes. Victor Hedman was close at 22:59, so he played basically 23 minutes. But Steven Stamkos played 17 minutes. Nick Paul, who played almost 24 minutes in game 2, was at 17. The ice time was really spread out among the quote-unquote fourth-line players. Pat Maroon was around 11, 12 minutes. They split the time evenly between Jan Ruda and Cal Foote, both right around just under 10 minutes. And don't discount what that means playing back-to-backs. And I know this question has been brought to me in a couple of different ways. Hey, it's back-to-back. Does that mean Brian Elliott's going to start? No. Brian Elliott will not start. Andrei Vasilevskiy will get the start. He's done this before. Did it twice in the 2020 playoffs. Different circumstances. No travel involved. I get it. But it's not uncommon. He's done it once or twice during the regular season. But this is the playoffs. You don't make a change because it's back-to-back. We'll see what they look like coming out health-wise. Make sure Hagel didn't do anything to aggravate or make something worse, even though we don't think he could do that. I don't think we'll see any lineup changes for Tampa Bay, assuming everybody's healthy enough to play. But certainly you're not going to make a change in goal. The question mark is going to be who or what changes does Florida make? Because you have to try something, right? They did. They did make one change for this game. Rookie Anton Lundell was out of the lineup. Max Maimon came in, and he was the one who almost put them ahead with a breakaway opportunity. But do you go to Spencer Knight? They went to him last year when they were down 3-1 in the series. Do you go to him again? You're looking for that spark again? Remember, he gave up a goal on the first shot he faced from Blake Coleman. Shut him down the rest of the way. Got the start in Game 6. The Lightning kind of lit him up in Game 6. Do you put in Joe Thornton? Could be Joe Thornton's last game ever. Do you try and do that? I don't know if that's the smartest idea. I mean, the Lightning are a fast team. They can use their speed. It's not exactly Joe Thornton's strength. He could help them in power play. But speed is not exactly his strength nowadays. You know, so do they make any of those kind of changes? I think if you're Florida, you probably have to. But I'm not expecting any from Tampa Bay's perspective. Pretty sure they're going to just roll with the same lineup. Because if you can find a way to win this game, like I said, you're off through at least the weekend in terms of games. There'll be practices, and we've seen this before. But there won't be – there'll be some much-needed and appreciated time to maybe rest some bumps and bruises. Because I'm convinced that the extra day off here between games 2 and 3 – I know a lot of people made a big deal about back-to-backs. But the extra day off, I believe, helped Brandon Hagel. I don't know if he'd have been able to go on Saturday if they'd had to play Saturday. 24 hours makes a difference. And in this case, you know, this game ended somewhere around 4 o'clock. So you have 27 hours between games rather than, you know, 20 or 21. So an extra 3 hours because it's a back-to-back situation. You know, players are, they'll get their rest. A lot of them probably won't even go into the rink in the morning. We've seen this already a few times. With Tampa Bay, they won't be out on the beach, though. They won't be out on the beach like they were in the morning for games 1 and 2. But there were a couple of games during the series against Toronto where it was optional for them to even go to the rink. And that's going to be the case again on Monday. So they'll get plenty of rest and they'll be ready to go. Is that going to translate to a win? I don't know. But they will put themselves in a position to give themselves the best chance to win. And I see that with this team. And again, going back to Andrew Burnett saying their will is stronger than ours. And I don't know if you're Ford, if you can kind of overcome that in 24 hours, 27 hours. So as long as Tampa Bay comes out and plays, pushes, plays the right way, gives themselves a chance to win, I think there's a good chance they could do this. But again, nothing is guaranteed. You know, this is a Florida team that had the most 3-goal comebacks during the regular season. They had a few 4-goal comebacks as well. They erased a 3-goal deficit in the series against Washington. Now, there's a big difference between a 3-0 deficit in a game and a 3-0 deficit in a series, especially when you're facing a team like Tampa Bay that has won a couple of championships and has learned how to play playoff hockey and have mastered it in a lot of ways. That third period, really, for the most part, was just a masterclass, especially the first half of the third period as they looked to close out that game. Add on a couple of empty netters at the end, and there you go. All right, before I sign off, I want to make sure you do know that this podcast is brought to you by BioPro Plus. It's a number one non-synthetic alternative to prescription hormone injections. Change how you look, perform, and feel with BioPro Plus. You can find BioPro Plus on Instagram or Twitter at Bioprotein Tech and online at bioproteintech.com, where you can enter the code LIGHTNING for $20, $30 off any order. That's code LIGHTNING for $30 off any order at bioproteintech.com. All right, that's going to wrap up this Game 3 after podcast. I'll be back sometime after game four with you. Don't forget, you can catch me on Lightning Power Play and 970 News Radio AM at 6 o'clock on Monday with Bobby the Chief Taylor. Pre-game skate show. Get you ready for the game. It's always a good conversation with Chief, so check that out as well. Don't forget that code podcast for $10 off your first yearly subscription for LightningInsider.com in case you're not a subscriber already. Thanks continued for the continued support for those who do subscribe, for those who continue to listen to my podcast and everything else. I appreciate anything and everything that all you guys do for me. So until next time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.